Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Many of you heard the interview that another talk show host, Stuart Epperson, did with me, and you wanted to hear the end of that. Well, we have the end right now, so what we're going to do to refresh your memory is play the beginning of that interview, and then you'll hear the conclusion. Here we go. Stuart Epperson hosts a radio show that airs around the country in about 25 cities called Truth Talk Live. You're going to hear that interview now, but also you'll hear behind the scenes, because during the breaks, Stuart gets on the line and we chat, and as you'll find out later in the interview, he knows that it was being recorded, but normally you don't get to hear that part. So you'll hear the on-air interview and the behind-the-scenes part, and I hope you enjoy it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now, it's time for the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Hosts. Here's your host, Stu Epperson.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live, folks. This is historic. It is radical. It's something we've never done before. It's the battle of the Christian talk show host. I found a talk show host out there. Imagine this, that is more radical than me. And this guy has got some obscure views. Like, he believes we should criminalize in our country adultery. He's got some unbelievably bizarre views with a death penalty, some stuff that would blow you away. And what we're going to do is this. This is a test. This is only a test, right? We are going to have this guy on today. We're going to try to have him on once a month, and we're going to debate. We're going to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe. Our listeners from Truth Talk Live, our affiliates all over the country, nationwide, can call in. And as I always tell you, when we have a guest that we don't agree with, be nice to him. But this guy, I tell you, he's rough. He's being rough on James Dobson right now. Hey, you can pick up my grandma, you can talk about my mama, but don't talk about my James Dobson. This guy is the darling of Christians because he's making things happen. He is leading a cultural revolution. He's with Focus on the Family. He's had a huge impact on, safe to say, almost everyone listening to my voice today has had some kind of influence brought to bear on their life by James Dobson. Whether it's raising a difficult child, a strong-willed child, whether it's any of his books on the family, on marriage, phenomenal impact. Well, the guy, this talk show host, and this is today's first inaugural Battle of the Talk Show Host, he has written an open letter to James Dobson. Unbelievable. We're going to talk to him. His name is Bob Enyart. His program is Bob Enyart Live. I'm Stu Epperson of Truth Talk Live, and we're about to square off. Bob Enyart, welcome to Truth Talk Live.
Stuart, it's great to be on your show. And hey, I love James Dobson, and I respect him, but we did spend a fortune putting a major ad in his hometown newspaper there, the Colorado Springs Gazette, an open letter to James Dobson about his Justice Sunday he had a couple weeks ago when he was criticizing the 11th Circuit judges for voting against Terry Schiavo.
Okay, and I want to talk, Bob, I'm trying to figure you out here. You say you love him, but then you get right up in his kitchen there.
Well,
when he and Shirley are reading the local paper, you know, over their oatmeal.
Yeah.
And there's this big article from another supposed brother in the faith in a full-on assault. Come on now, Bob.
Well,
is that brotherly love? Is that what Christ taught?
Sure it is. The title of the article is Focus on the Strategy.
Oh, okay.
And it's that James Dobson was criticizing his own judges. On the 11th Circuit, they did vote against Terry Schiavo and against the culture of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tragic. But what James Dobson didn't notice, I think he didn't notice, is that all six of our judges, the ones he's helped us to get in office in the last quarter century, all six of the justices nominated by our pro-life Republican presidents, Reagan, Bush Sr., and George W. Bush, voted against Terry Schiavo. All six voted against James Dobson's position. All six of our judges voted to starve Terry Schiavo to death, a handicapped woman who was not dying, all six.
Okay, now hold on a second. Now, we've covered the Schiavo case. We didn't wake up yesterday. The guy down there in Florida that held that up, what was his name? Was it
Judge
Greer? He was a Clinton appointee.
He was a Republican judge.
Not the one guy, though, that stalled the whole thing. He was a Clinton appointee, wasn't he?
The 11th Circuit, yeah, Clinton had a judge in this. In fact, all our recent presidents did, but there's 12 justices on the 11th Circuit. And there was one judge and then a panel of three judges.
Right.
And the full 11th Circuit heard it twice, March 23rd and 25th. And Justice Pryor, William Pryor, who's one of the ones that the Democrats were going to filibuster, and Bush did a recess appointment to get him on there last February, and he voted. Even Pryor, whom we're all going to fight for, and we're going to fight the filibuster, he voted not to save Terry's life. And James Dobson, respectfully, I point out, he was outraged by his own judges.
Okay, is this the way Christians should go about it? In an open letter to James Dobson, Bob Inyart, another Christian talk show who we're squaring off with today, is called Focus on the Strategy. Let's go back a little bit. A lot of folks are kind of joining this fight late, Bob Inyart. How did this whole thing get started? I mean, what is
25 years ago,
James Dobson's strategy? I mean, I hear this guy on the radio, and I get tears in my eyes because he's passionate for the family.
Yeah, amen. And
so
for the Lord.
So how come you're attacking him trying to get pro-death judges on there?
Stuart, I'm not attacking him. I love him, and I'm trying to help him, come up alongside of him and encourage him. Because 25 years ago, the Moral Majority, Christian Coalition, Focus on the Family, they told us, they gave us a strategy, that if we elected pro-life Republican presidents, we would get judges that honor the culture of life. Republicans have nominated 58% of the federal judiciary, and it is totally pro-choice. Remember the Ninth Circuit ruling against the words under God in the pledge?
Yeah.
That was written by a Republican-nominated justice.
But he's from the Ninth Circuit, and he's the only one like that on that circuit. The rest of them are Clinton appointees, aren't they?
I
know, but it's how convenient you pick. You pick a guy who was nominated by a very moderate president.
Yeah, that's true. But, Stuart, I'm trying to point out.
Well, I just like how you pick that out, though. The Ninth Circuit is crowded. It's overpopulated with liberal, anti-God judges who are Clinton appointees.
But as soon as that ruling was written, all our conservative Christian talk show hosts came out and said, we need to stop the filibuster. We need to get more Republican judges in office. And I'm pointing out the guy who wrote Roe v. Wade was a Republican-nominated judge.
And no one else is saying that. And I take off my hat to your courage, Bob Inyart, but I'm a little
concerned
by this attack on James Dobson.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's not an attack, but let me, another example. The U.S. Supreme Court right now, it's solidly pro-abortion.
Yeah.
It's pro-choice. 7 of the 9 sitting justices were nominated by Republican presidents.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen
Kennedy, for example.
Yeah, right. And and Sandra Day O'Connor. And even the ones that we say are pro-life.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any evidence that they believe an unborn child has a right to live. They just say abortion is a legislative issue. They just punt. They don't say they're pro-life.
So who nominated Scalia and who nominated Thomas, the two conservative pro-life guys? Who nominated them?
Thomas, Democrats? George Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Scalia, Reagan, I think.
Okay, very good. And Dobson, he got it there, right?
No, so he didn't, because they say abortion is legislative.
Okay, let's
they
talk
make
about
fun
that.
Of us.
What about his letter to James Dobson? Is he wrong? It's your chance to take on two talk show hosts, not just one. When we come back, 866-34-TRUTH. Keep it right here. Bob, hey, you're doing great.
Thanks.
Now, what I normally do now is I debate my guest during the breaks.
Okay. I hope you record it.
I don't.
It's
I
the
need
best
to.
Part.
Yeah, I know.
You mentioned Clarence Thomas before we went to the break.
Yeah.
And Christians say he's on our side. He's a good guy. He mocked us in the Texas ruling on the Texas sodomy law.
No way.
Yeah, he voted on our side. And he said that's only because of the process. If he were in the legislature in Texas, he would have voted against us because it's a silly law. Homosexuality was a crime for 3,500 years.
Okay, I want you to talk about that, and I want to get some calls on that too, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think people are as intimately acquainted with the information there.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go to that other direction. I mean, I could use that as an example of Clarence Thomas.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to figure out a solution to this Dobson thing, how we can get on the same page.
Yeah, we got to go back to his pledge from 10 years ago.
Okay, I want to talk to you about that. I'll let you read some of your letter.
All right.
Too, okay?
All right.
Okay, hold on. You're doing great. Hold on.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live and the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Hosts. Once again, here's your host, Stu Emerson.
Okay, across America and around the world at truthtalklive.com, I'm Stu Everson, your host. Our guest is Bob Inyart. He's another Christian talk show host, and we're going head-to-head, toe-to-toe. Friends, the guy who's been on this show, Dr. James Dobson, and of course he says he's doing it in brotherly love. He says that, but then he takes out a newspaper ad in Dr. Dobson's hometown newspaper to kind of call him out. Bob Inyart, what's up with that?
All right, well, Stuart, we're trying to encourage Dr. Dobson to take up the pledge he made 10 years ago.
Which was what?
He said it on his radio show and thousands of radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
He put it in print that he would never again support a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. That's the litmus test that we need. Otherwise, instead of the church pulling our political leaders toward righteousness, our political process pulls us toward compromise.
Yeah.
And we end up, after 25 years of victories, we have succeeded on the strategy of electing pro-life Republican presidents. And all we have done is packed the federal judiciary with pro-choice Republican judges.
Okay, now I want to take on a couple of these things, but let me just ask you this, Bobby. If you want to call in and take him on as he's taking on James Dobson, I want to hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH, toll-free 866-34-TRUTH. Maybe that's another way of saying, I need your help to take this other talk show guy on. You know, I get this other talk show, so I find all of a sudden he's sharper than me. And,
well, come,
and he's articulate.
Well, that
well
can't
spoken,
be, Stuart.
But the toll-free number nationwide is 866-34-TRUTH. Now,
listen, in New York, a federal judge in 2002 ruled that a convicted child molester, sex offender, could not be stopped from attracting kids in a public park by making balloons for them.
Right.
That judge was nominated by George Bush Sr.
Oh, okay.
And that's just like the current Republican Supreme Court that ruled in favor of the child porn industry against law enforcement and families. And they made it harder to prosecute those who sodomize children and videotape.
I got a hard time with the first George Bush and his nominees. Okay. I have a hard time with some of Nixon's nominees, maybe even some of Reagan's. But let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Surely you were one of those guys that got behind George W. Bush this last time to get him reelected because he at least was pro-life.
Well, his first campaign promise, sadly he's been keeping his word on this, was that when it came to nominating judges, he would ignore abortion.
He didn't say that.
Stuart, he said it from coast to coast that he has no litmus test.
Well,
when
he,
it comes
of course
to,
he said that. He says he has no litmus test.
Well,
but,
that
but,
undermines the safety of an unborn child. George W. Bush packed the Texas Supreme Court.
So you voted for Kerry?
No, of course
not. Well,
who'd
you vote for? Some independent no-name who wasn't going to win?
Yes.
See, that's nuts.
Hey,
that's absolutely nuts that a Christian would throw their vote away.
Did you know this?
The idea is what you are is a principled conservative, okay? And that is you know, you got to get if he's not Billy Graham or to some people the Pope or to some people – you know, Billy Sunday reincarnated, then you're not going to vote for him for president.
No, that's
never
not true. I have a simple test.
Yeah.
If you're willing to kill innocent children, then you're not qualified to lead.
Okay, is the litmus test, should there be
James
a litmus
Dobson.
Test on judges or on presidents, as Bob Ingyard said, 866-34-TRUTH. So you're saying that you would sway thousands of your listeners to your show not to vote for George W. Bush, who's a born-again Christian, who's at least pro-life, even though he's not standing in front of abortion clinics with a sign, which anyone that's pro-life should be, you're saying you would encourage people not to vote for him, even though he's the only dog in the race that's going to win.
George W. Bush is proud of the many pro-abortion judges he's nominated. He packed the Texas Supreme Court with pro-abortion judges. Alberto Gonzalez.
Can you verify that?
Yes. The most radical pro-abortion decision ever in Texas came from the Texas Supreme Court that even a minor could have an abortion without their parents knowing they're even having a medical operation. And according to the New York Times, which was correct, we checked it out, George W. Bush's judges led the way in that radical decision. Alberto Gonzalez, he then brought from Chief Justice in Texas to his White House legal counsel.
Right.
And now he's appointed him in second term as the attorney general, the head of the Justice Department. He's a radical pro-abort, and we know he would want to nominate him.
He's not
for
a radical pro-abort. He's just
well, when you lead the way saying children could have abortion, it's evil to support
Gonzalez
abortion.
Gonzalez did that.
Yeah, Alberto Gonzalez.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 866-34-TRUTH. Bob Ingyard is our guest. He's another talk show host. It's the Battle of Christian Talk Shows. Let's go right to the phones. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and Bob Ingyard.
Hey,
go ahead, Mike.
How you doing? Hey, Bob.
Howdy.
I used to get your newsletter from you.
Hey.
I agree with you, buddy. I know you stood up for the faith and went to jail for your faith. I'm a little upset with Bush because he said it wasn't the time for Roe v. Wade when he was sitting here. He's throwing a carrot out to the Republicans that voted for it.
But at least you voted for Bush, Mike.
Oh, no, I didn't.
See, that's a waste. That's a wasted vote. The idea is to move. It's politics. The idea is to get the guy closest to your view, so ultimately you get someone even closer.
Now let's fast forward to a little later in the broadcast.
Let's see what Jan says. Jan, go ahead. You're on with Stu and Bob Ingyard. Go ahead, Jan.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
And hi, Bob. I want to say amen, Bob. I am so thrilled to hear somebody stand up and take a position as a Christian. So sorry of being in a compromising party as the Republicans. I'm so sorry to see that the fruit that I voted for in office, I'm ashamed now of my vote because the fruit is not there. And the only thing that I can go by, is, I believe the Bible tells me that I cannot see his heart, but I can tell by the fruit that he produces.
Yeah, that's right. And George Bush is proud of the pro-abortion judges that he nominates.
Even now that he does not have to be reelected again,
right,
where he could really go full.
Right.
And so you guys haven't mentioned one time any of the pro-life people that he's nominated. Any of the pro-life people.
Hey, Stuart.
Any of the pro-life people.
Stuart.
It was convenience. I promise you that it was convenience. Just go by the tiny little issue of the way George Bush acted a couple Saturday nights.
Yeah, she was sexually vulgar.
Oh, she was extremely vulgar,
right, and
that's my
heart
was
right.
Sick.
Yeah, it was sickening.
That's an indication of your character, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah,
the Bush women.
I don't want to take something out of context.
The Bush women.
I didn't see what you're talking about.
It wasn't out of context.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, how Jen, I don't
being
think
a desperate housewife and playing with a horse, that's out of context. How can you put that in a Christian context?
Well, I don't. I'll have to review what you're talking about.
Don't review it too closely.
I appreciate your call, and you obviously agree with Bob and Jan. If a godly man in your town who loves God, he hates death, he hates abortion, he's going to stand up for what's right, he's going to stand up for the family.
I would vote for him, Stuart.
Will you run for him if he's a Republican?
Say to him, I would love to vote for you, but please, you need to either be...
Okay.
Stuart.
Okay, hold on. Jan, did you just say you would vote for him?
I would vote for him unless he said, I'm willing to kill some Jews.
Yes. Okay.
If he said he's disqualified.
Okay, but if he said he would never kill, he would
then I vote for him. Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, Bob, you just compromised your position because you just voted for a Republican. He's a Republican.
I've never said don't vote for Republicans, Stuart.
Okay. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. We're coming up on a break. Chuck, you're on the air with Stu and Bobby Inyard. Go ahead, Chuck.
First of all, I'm a Bush supporter, and I agree with one of the callers a while ago that said I think he's a good and moral person. As far as judges goes, what he's doing is that he wants a Constitution judge, a judge that will look at the Constitution.
A judge that would uphold Dred Scott.
The Constitution is pro-life, Bob Inyard. What's wrong with that argument?
It's called legal positivism. Instead of telling the politicians we want judges who fear God and will protect the innocent, because that's what we want, instead we use all these buzzwords like we want strict constructionists and original intent. And you know what? Those are the kind of judges we executed in Nuremberg. Those were the kind of judges who gave us Dred Scott that said you could own a black person as property. Those were strict constructionists. That's not what we want. We want judges who will fear God and protect innocent life.
Okay.
I happen to think God is in the Constitution.
Was he in Article 1? Was he in Article
1? I think if we get a judge that will interpret the Constitution, not their own opinions, making new laws.
Yeah, I mean, the Constitution is based on Scripture, Bob Inyard. It's based on Christian worldview, Christian thought.
Was God in Article 1 that said you count black people as 3/5 of a person? Was God in the Constitution saying spending bills originate in the House of Representatives because they would never spend us into debt because they would be fiscally responsible?
Right. Well, that's a good point. Okay, Chuck, thanks for your call. Let's go to Carrie. It's the Battle of the Christian Talk Show host. Carrie, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and with Bob Inyard. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
Hey.
The gentleman that is with you today, the other talk show host, I think that he is kind of has an idealistic kind of approach.
Yeah,
not
that's true.
A realistic approach.
Kind of pie-in-the-sky stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to work with what you got.
Okay, let's ask him about that. I mean, is there going to be a spiritual revival in Congress this Senate? Is he too idealistic? What's wrong with James Dobson's approach? He'll tell us more about it next. Keep it right here. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing great. Now, this last caller is a good question, because this is what you probably get accused of all the time.
Yeah, and Stuart, this is a great format.
Well, this is what we do every day.
That's so smart.
Just because we got to wake people up. And you know what? If it's someone I disagree with who's someone who knows the Lord, it's even better, because we can show unbelievers that we can be kind but disagree at the same time.
Amen.
Okay, listen, when we come back, we've got a couple more calls. I want to draw you out a little bit on, is this too pie in the sky? Is this too idealistic?
That's great.
You know?
That's great, great. Hey, Stuart, you know that all our Christian leaders are starting to support Rudy Giuliani, right?
Yeah, I want to talk about that, too. I want to talk about your biggest...
That fits.
At the very end, I'll talk about your biggest fear or concern. We'll do that at the very end, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Talk about Pryor, because I'm upset about Pryor, okay? Now, I have a hard time with him myself. We'll argue that on the air, okay? Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live and the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Hosts. Once again, here's your host, Stu Emerson.
Okay, time flies when two Christian talk show hosts go at it head-to-head, toe-to-toe. We've been doing that all hour with Bob Inyart. Who's more radical than us. We've never sent an open letter to James Dobson and put it in as a full-page ad in his hometown newspaper, because if anything, he's the guy who's perpetuating righteousness in this land. He's one of the good guys. Bob Inyart, you did this letter, and we've been talking about it all hour. And what your basic point is that all these judges that Republicans have nominated that you think Dobson has promoted have turned out to be
all pro-choice.
Is that correct?
They're all pro-choice. And it would be like being in Germany and they say, is it okay to kill Jews? And a judge says, well, that's a legislative issue. Just that answer destroys innocent life. The judges we supposedly have that are pro-life, they say, well, this is a legislative issue. It's not a Roe v. Wade thing. Okay. They're the ones we think are on our side. They're not.
Okay, I want to follow up on this question of our last caller about, you know, are you just an ideologue? Are you just too idealistic on this, pie in the sky, principled? Let me go to the phone lines. A couple more quick calls, 866-34-TRUTH, to join the conversation, and let's talk to Jay. Jay, thanks for hanging on. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu Epperson and Bob Inyart, our guest. Go ahead, Jay.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, the truth is that the issue of abortion is properly left to the legislative department, and the thing is, if you look at Roe v. Wade and read it, you can see that the activist judges who made that decision were legislating from the bench, and that's exactly the problem. And if the court says, okay, we're going to leave this to the legislature, they've got to overrule Roe versus Wade to do that, and they've got to throw out all these other decisions that have been legislation from the bench, and they've got to put it back into the legislature. And when they do that, that's when we get down to another real bad issue, and that's what are we going to do for deterrence?
I want to counter that.
Okay, respond to Jay. Go ahead, Bob Inyart.
Stuart, no subdivision of government, no branch of government has the right to decriminalize crime. No legislature, no part of human government has the authority over thou shalt not murder. So any judge or any president or any official who says, well, it's not my job, I'll look the other way while they kill the Jews, that person is guilty before God. And this is just a cop-out after a quarter century of Republican pro-life victories. We've grown accustomed to it, and we make excuses for the Republican Party being in office and upholding the killing of unborn children.
You don't think it's a legislative issue, but all these laws are here because someone legislated these laws, correct?
No, God told us, thou shalt not murder,
right.
Thou shalt not steal.
I agree with that. I agree with God.
No government.
That we're here in this state because some judge, some legislator passed these laws, correct?
Well,
and someone voted for someone to appoint these people, correct?
Well, yeah.
So that's how we got here. But you think the strategy of how we got here is wrong, and I think Jessica disagrees. She's a caller on the line. I'm going to get her to hold on. And our other callers at 866-34-TRUTH, more in the Battle of the Christian Talk Shows. We come back next, right here.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
So you can't legislate morality, but what's happened is we've legislated immorality in this country.
Yeah, right.
Correct?
Right.
So we've
Perfect.
Legislated immorality.
Perfect. You're right.
So I think what you're saying is, let me just, I don't want to put words in your mouth. We're on a break here. But I think what you're saying is you're saying the strategy of the Christian right, where you have a beef with Dobson, is they've tried to kind of support the Republicans who are closer to the pro-life platform, and these same Republicans, once they get in, turn around and they appoint these rogue judges or judges that look on curb value to be pro-life, but then they turn out to be awful.
Right. They're using us.
But see, I don't know that Dobson or even I or you would have thought that people like Kennedy would have turned like that.
Well, and
they get up there, they go to the parties, you know, and then they get kind of contaminated.
How about William Pryor? He helped to boot out Judge Roy Moore in the Ten Commandments.
Okay, now I want to talk about Pryor.
All right, write that down.
I don't think we're going to have time. I got to have you on again about this. We may have to do a part two because this is important stuff.
Yeah.
Pryor, now the question is in that, was Roy Moore, was he grandstanding in order to run for president? He's been on this show. I've met him before. Was he grandstanding? You know, in order to run for president.
I don't know, but even if he was, you don't boot him out for having the Ten Commandments.
Well, but, okay, right. But what I'm saying is that he was doing it as a showboat, and he was in the way he was doing it was against the law.
It's
he could have
absurd.
Gone about it a different way, Pryor. But see, Pryor was people like Jay Sekulow, who's a friend who's been on this show, supports Pryor. In fact, he pushed Pryor's nomination.
Of course, we push all these guys,
but see,
and they turn on us.
Pryor claims to be pro-life, Catholic, and all that, but I mean, everything I've read says.
If he was pro-life, he would have at least voted to give Terri Schiavo a chance, at least.
Yeah. And he didn't. Are you sure he could have?
Of course.
Because he was out of town or something.
No, no. There were two votes. He went to the hospital for one of them, but he was there for the other,
okay.
And he voted to kill her.
Okay, we got a caller from all over the country hanging on. Hold on, okay. I'm going to wrap up a couple quick calls. We're going to do this every month, all right? We'll just put it on the calendar.
Sounds fun.
Okay, hold on. But we're about to come back in. We've got to wrap it up quickly.
I want to give you eternal life, but you have to reach up and turn the handle and invite him in. Jesus will never push his way through that door.
Is radical. His name's Bob Inyart. Bob Inyart, now, you wrote this open letter. Give us your website so people can look at this letter. I'll give you the courtesy of giving your website out to our audience. Go ahead. Thank you, Stuart.
KGOV, KGOV.com.
KGOV.com. Well, today you've been all over the country. We'll have you on again because you've got some real obscure things, like you want to criminalize adultery in this country. Talk to you about that, but we can't talk about that now.
Another time.
Okay, your website is KGOV.
Yeah, KGOV.com. Look at Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, what about him now? You have a real problem with him. He's becoming the darling of the Republican Party. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, your caller said this is pie in the sky. He is radically pro-homosexual, pro-abortion. He even supports partial birth abortion.
Yeah.
And we've got many of our Christian pro-life leaders now are supporting him. Hugh Hewitt said on my show on the air he would support him. Pat Robertson on ABC This Week 2 weeks ago said he was a great mayor of New York. He's a good friend. He'd be a good president. Pat Robertson said he's the
Sean Hannity. You weren't going to drop
Sean Hannity.
Are you a name dropper, Bob Inyart?
What, the compromise?
He's a name dropper.
The 25 years of compromise on "Thou shalt not murder" has led the Republican pro-life conservatives to the point where we'll support a radical liberal pro-homosexual pro-abort.
Let's jump to the lines. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie, you're on Truth Talk Live, 866-34-TRUTH is the number. I told you this guy was radical. You're hearing him. Carrie, what do you say to Bob Inyart? You're on the air.
Sin, he's talking about homosexuality, abortion, all that. In God's eyes, sin is sin, whether it be those, whether it be using God's name in vain. We all sin every day.
Are all sins equal?
Jesus worked with people where they were at in their lives.
Are all sins equal?
He didn't expect them to be perfect.
Sure.
Billy Graham is as much a sinner as I am and as you are.
Yeah, so Bob Inyart, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? You know, a Billy Graham-type president? What do you think?
All sins are not equal, and we want leaders.
Hold on. Let him respond,
scripturally,
Carrie.
Yes, they are.
Why aren't all sins equal, Bob Inyart?
Well, Jesus Christ said to Pilate, he said that Caiaphas had the greater sin because he's the high priest and he delivered me to you. The Bible over and over shows that some sins are far more serious and have greater punishments. Jesus said some will be punished severely and others less so on judgment day and in hell. It's a Christian cliche to say all sins are equal because you don't get worked up if somebody steals a Tic Tac. So if they slaughter babies by the thousands, the response is, hey, take a sedative. It's all God's plan.
Okay.
All sins are equal.
You should react when someone steals a Tic Tac. And you cannot keep berating the United States history. You've got to work forward. You've got to work with the Christians who have decided to be in public service and be out there and start with that.
Thank you.
Bob Inyart, are you pie in the sky? What do you say to that?
No, but we're being dragged into the gutter because of compromise on thou shalt not
murder. Carrie, thanks for your call. All the callers were great. Bob Inyart, you didn't do bad yourself. Thanks for being on. We agree to disagree. He wrote an open letter to Dobson. You can see it in his website. And we'll do this again, the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. Okay, we'll do it once
a month, Stuart.
Bob.
Thanks, Stuart.
All right, sir. You take care. Our website's truthtalklive.com. Send us your emails. We'll do it again the same time next time.
Okay, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great time we had on Saturday at the 25th party. If you live in the Arvada area, consider Maranatha. What a neat Christian school at 72nd and Oak. And I want to invite you to our website, kgov.com, and also Denver Bible Church.